This is an auditing demonstration and group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 17th of February, 1954. The title is Demonstration Processing, Exteriorization and Certainty of Perception. This auditing demonstration and group processing session is 56 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, and this is the afternoon, February 17th, 1954, a little demonstration drill here on exteriorization and certainty of perception. These two things are more or less synonymous. Of course, certainty is synonymous with nothingness. Okay, why don't you be a few feet back of your chair there? And now be in a place where you would really like to be in at this moment. Okay, now why don't you pick out something real there and reach it and withdraw from it. Now look at the environment around you there and then look straight through it. See the environment and then look straight through it and don't see it. All right, look straight at it now. And then look through it. Now, in the nothingness that you find there, by looking through it, put up an environment of your own. Okay. Change it around. Okay. Throw it away. Okay. Now, right there in that area, take a look around and see what you can see there. Okay. Well, duplicate it now. Get another one of it. Okay. And duplicate it again. Okay. 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 Do what you please with these duplicates now. Okay. Now let's look around you and see if you can find a nothingness. A nothingness. All right, let's duplicate it. Okay. And again. Okay. Again. Okay. And again. Okay. And again. Okay. All right, just make a whole lot of duplicates of it, one right after the other now. All right, now do what you please with that. And let's find a big, heavy mass someplace. There's some mountains around here that are quite massive. Let's be near one of those. Okay. All right, let's duplicate it. Okay. Let's duplicate it many times. Okay, these duplicates stay there, or do they fly in any direction? Or?
No.
They're holding good. Why? Fine. All right. Throw the duplicates away. Now let's find something you wouldn't mind being inside of. Okay, let's be inside of it. Be outside of it. Be inside of it. Be outside of it. All right, just move yourself in and out of it quite a few times, sir. All right, now let's go back to that mountain again, take a look at it. And duplicate it many times. Okay, now shove these duplicates into the mountain. Okay. All right. Now let's find another mountain. Just forget about that one. Let's find another mountain. All right, let's see if we can be in the middle of it. Okay. All right, be in outside of it now. Okay. And inside of it. Okay. Outside. Okay. Inside. Okay. Outside. Okay. Inside. Now, as you're inside, look around and experience the place. Okay, now let's just move yourself out of it and into it rapidly many times. Okay, did that get easier as you did it? All right. Now, see if we can be near the moon. Okay. Near the sun. Okay. Earth. Okay. All right, now as I name each one of these, just be near each one. Moon. Sun. Okay. Earth. Okay. Moon. Okay. Sun. Okay. Earth. Okay. Moon. Okay. Sun. Okay. Earth. Okay. Get it okay? Mm-hmm. Moon, sun, earth, moon, sun, earth, moon, sun, earth. Getting that all right? Mm-hmm. Moon, sun, earth, 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 okay? Mm-hmm. All right, center the earth. Okay. Center the moon. Okay. Center the sun. Okay. Center of earth. Okay. Center the moon. Center of the sun. Okay. Moon. Okay. Sun. Okay, center of Mars. Okay. Center of the sun. Okay. Center of Mars. Okay. All right, just be some distance from Mars. Okay, be the center of Mars. Okay. All right, move yourself from the center of Mars to outside of Mars, back and forth with increasing rapidity. All right, you find that very easy after a while?
Mm-hmm. It's always... Perhaps I had a little trouble now. I was trying to want to look at it in place of get in there.
Okay. Well, a little reluctance about Mars. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, let's be near Mars.
Okay.
And drop a force screen around it.
Okay.
All right, let's throw that away and put another one around it. Throw that away and put another one around it.
Okay.
And that one away and throw another one around it.
Okay.
That one away and throw another one on it.
Okay.
Now, let's just mock up bodies underneath that force screen on the surface of Mars there, between the force screen and Mars. Let's just mock up all kinds of bodies. Whether yours or somebody else's, we won't care. Just mock up lots of them. All right, let's throw them away and do it again. Throw them away and do it again. Throw it away and do it again. All right, now let's throw that force screen away too. Now, let's be some distance up above Mars and just dive straight through Mars and come out the other side. Okay. Do that okay?
Mm-hmm.
What, fine.
Just
all right, we learn to go through the screen. Okay, let's be on the other side there now and let's dive straight back through again. And let's dive back the other way again.
Okay.
All right, how do you feel about it now? Getting easier?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. All right, now let's be above Earth.
Okay.
Now let's mark up a large number of very heavy planets around us. All right, can you move those in on yourself?
Mm-hmm.
All right, mark up some more and move them in. Any difficulty there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now let's just move lots of heavy planets, add some stars, and add some big black stars. Start them coming in real fast.
Okay.
Can you stop them now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's see if we can throw one away.
Okay.
Throw some more away. All right, let's start a heavy outflow of them now.
Okay.
I'll make that outflow speed up.
Okay.
And slow it down.
Okay.
And stop it. All right, throw them away.
Okay,
now let's check off some spaces that are not at this moment in front of your body.
Okay.
And some heavy masses that are not at this moment in front of your body.
Okay.
Some more heavy masses. All right, be about 1,000 feet above Earth.
Okay.
All right, cough. I'll be 1,000 feet above Earth and cough. Be 1,000 feet above Earth now and cough. All right, be 1,000 feet above Earth. Now you cough, not the body. All right, cough some more.
Okay.
Hold told us cough a lot more than that. Easy to do?
It's a little warm.
Makes the body a little warm, or makes you a little warm?
Yeah, makes you a little warm.
Makes you a little warm. Okay. Let's be 1,000 feet up there again.
Okay.
All right. Now let's just cough explosively and convulsively enough to knock the town down. Okay, is that working better now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still warm, brother? Did that wear off? Still wearing a little bit warm.
Mm-hmm.
Be 1,000 feet up there. And this time, let's cough the tune Yankee Doodle. Do that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's cough Yankee Doodle again. All right, let's cough Stars and Stripes Forever.
Okay.
All right, and let's cough Home Sweet Home.
Okay.
All right, now let's mark up a lot of coughs and throw them away.
Okay.
Still getting a little bit warm? Ah, good, good. Now, let's mark up a bunch of people coughing themselves, you know, bodies, coughing themselves into delirium and unconsciousness.
Okay.
Did they do that satisfactorily?
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right, now you cough similarly. How's the warmth now? Better?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Now let's see if we can't nail something down here real good. Let's mark up a machine. Now, let's be about 1,000 feet above Earth there, and mark up a machine which will make you cough anytime you want. Now, test it out, make it really work. So you think of coughing, and the machine makes you cough.
Okay.
All right, throw that one again and make up another one.
Okay.
All right, just make several duplicates of that machine now. Each time, test it out. Make it make you cough. Working real good, that machine now? You still warm?
Somewhere up a bit now.
Okay. Let's throw it away, all those machines. And now let's mark yourself up something, anything, and then point at it and say you've lost it. Then mark up something else and say you've lost it. Mark up something else and say you've lost it, and so forth. All right. Now, let's be at each one of the next places I mention here and be near it and point at it and mark up a decision, that is to say, you know, that it's lost. All right, North Pole. All right. South Pole. All right. Mars. North Pole of Mars. Right. South Pole of Mars. Right. North Pole of Mars. Right. South Pole. Right. Okay, the courthouse in Phoenix. Okay. Your boyhood hometown. Okay. I do that with your hometown again. All right. Now, be over your childhood home. Okay. Be here. Right. Home. Okay. Classroom. Childhood home. Okay. Classroom. Okay. Childhood home. Classroom. Okay. Childhood home. Okay. Classroom. Okay. Childhood home. Okay. Classroom. Okay. Childhood home. Okay. Classroom. Childhood home. Okay. Classroom. Okay. All right, mark up somebody you don't like and blow them up.
Okay.
All right, mark up somebody you don't like and shoot them in the chest.
Okay.
Do that again. Do it again.
Okay.
Now, mark up yourself going over to the police and telling them you did it, bragging about it.
Okay.
Do it again.
Okay.
Do it again. All right, now let's be way up in black space.
Okay.
Find some white space and be in it.
Okay.
Find some black space and be in it.
Okay.
Find some white space and be in it.
Okay.
All right, let's scout around and see if you could find anything in this universe vaguely resembling a theta trap. Got one?
Okay.
Be inside it.
Okay.
Be outside it.
Okay.
Be inside it.
Okay.
Mark up something.
Okay.
Move the mock up out of the trap.
Okay.
You be out of the trap.
Okay.
All right, throw the mock up away. Did it go easily?
Mm-hmm.
All right, be in the trap.
Right.
Outside of the trap.
Right.
In it.
Okay.
Out of it.
Okay.
In it.
Okay.
Out of it.
Okay.
Now, you think you could blow this trap up?
Sure.
All right, blow it up. Good. Mark up four more traps.
Okay.
blow them up.
Okay.
All right, now let's see if you can locate another theta trap somewhere in the universe.
Okay.
Be inside it.
Okay.
Outside of it.
Okay.
Blow it up. Blow okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find another one.
Okay.
All right, let's just blow it up.
Okay.
And another one.
Okay.
Blow it up.
Okay.
And another one.
Okay.
Blow it up. All right, be about 1,000 feet above Earth.
Okay.
And change your mind about something.
Okay.
All right, change your mind about something else.
Okay.
Okay, now right there, let's see if you can make a small sound. All right, be somewhere else now and make another sound.
Okay.
And somewhere else and make another sound.
Okay.
All right, mock up an avalanche of sound coming in on yourself from all sides. All right, another one.
Okay.
Another one.
Okay.
Okay, now find a large mountain somewhere.
Okay.
And duplicate it many times. Duplicate it some more.
Okay.
All right. Now, as you each time you duplicate it, take the duplicate from there and shove it into the body's chest.
Okay.
Do that many times. Getting very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
How's it make your chest feel?
It's gonna make you feel.
An achy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
All
right, let's be out in the middle of the room and just start throwing huge, heavy planets into the body's chest. Turn that ache on more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's eased off. I make the body cough. Make it cough again. You feel less like coughing?
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure, though.
Yeah, very positive.
All right. All right, now let's be back of the body and mock it up, duplicate it several times. Okay, throw the duplicates away.
Okay.
All right, let's look into the body and see if there's anything you'd like to fix up. Little pinched nerves or shut-offs or anything you'd like to repair about the body.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. Anything else you'd like to repair about the body? Well, patch it up. Go ahead. We got time. Patch it up.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's see if we can't put the body into a drowsy state while you remain alert. Okay, now make the body alert.
Okay.
Now make the body rested.
Okay.
All right, be about 1,000 feet above Earth.
Okay.
Mock up some courage.
Okay.
Now mock up a little pain.
Okay.
Now mock up a little bit of fear. All right, a lot of courage, a lot of pain, a lot of fear in that order. Pretty easy to do? Good. Now let's mark up some serenity. Oh, lots of serenity. All right, now let's throw some serenity at the body.
Okay.
Some more serenity at the body.
Okay.
Some more. Does that make it feel strange?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's be way away from the body and find an object. Got the object?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's make this object have the feeling of happiness.
Okay.
Enthusiasm. Little fear.
Okay.
All right. Now, while you feel the emotion of enthusiasm, have the body feel apathy. All right, now just continue that emotion of apathy on the body, and you feel yourself the following emotions: anger.
Okay.
Grief.
Okay.
Resentment.
Okay.
Happiness.
Okay.
Fear.
Horror. Okay.
Satisfaction.
Okay.
Now let's find out what attributes the body has that you don't have. Got it real good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, why not transfer the personality which you endow the body with to you?
Okay.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you like to have that or a different personality?
How about improving this one?
Okay, improved. All right. Now, let's see if you can throw a lot more heavy masses there into the body's lungs to make them feel real good, and into the body's throat.
Okay.
Are you working much better now? You're doing that okay now? Chest feel good now? All right. Now, I'll let you put into a wall that you can find anywhere. Let you put into that wall beingness until the wall feels as alive to you as the body ordinarily does. You do that? All right, let's find another wall and do the same thing. Good. All right, let's find another wall and do the same thing to it.
Okay.
All right, let's find a tree now and endow it with much more feeling than you would ordinarily have in the body. Much more feeling, I should say, that it is you. All right, let's find something else and endow it with some beingness.
Okay.
All right, let's endow the environment around the body with more beingness than the body has.
Okay.
All right, let's just grant everything in sight beingness. Okay. All right. Where would you like to be?
Right here in this place.
Good. Well, be where you please.
Okay.
All right. End of session. Good enough. How you feel? Okay?
Fine.
You betcha.
I'm not out of it.
You bet. Okay. I saw a lot of people running this. How many of you guys gouged yourself in for this?
Got it in.
How many of them snarled you up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now let's duplicate your condition. And duplicate it many times. This can go for everybody. Just duplicate your condition. Lots of times. Lots of times. Duplicate your condition more. Oh, duplicate it more times than that. Duplicate it some more. Now, if your condition changes any while you do this, why, duplicate the new condition. Okay, I'll throw those all away. And any process at any time, anywhere, that you have been unable to do something in Dianetics or Scientology, duplicate it. And just continue to duplicate it. Many duplicates of this condition. Oh, lots more. Lots more duplicates. All right. I'll throw those away and have each one of these incidents that occurred to you cause you to perish as a Thetan. Just mark up yourself as extinguished as a Thetan because of each one of these incidents. Keep marking yourself up as extinguished because of auditing. Many extinguishments. Lots of them. No more times. Extinguished as a Thetan because of auditing. Lots more. All right, now throw those away and mark up yourself now as extinguished because of noises which occurred during auditing. One after the other. Noises which occurred during auditing extinguished you utterly. Extinguished because of noises occurring during auditing. All right, now start marking up pre-clears dead because you audited them. And because you made noises during auditing them, those two things. But just in general, dead because you audited them for various reasons. But real dead, lots of times. Lots of times, lots of pre-clears. Now, throw all that away and just mark up huge mobs of pre-clears and then have them all perish simply because you helped them with any kind of a remedy. Let's take in any kind of doctoring or anything you've ever done on the whole track. Whole mob, then they're dead because you tried to remedy something. Throw them away. Another mob, dead because you tried to remedy them. You're the kiss of death. It was the kiss of death process. Mobs of them, just awful dead. Throw in a few regiments. Okay, throw all that away. And now get mobs of people dead because of your ideas. Have them die just because you had an idea. Do that many times. Mob every time. Oh, lots more mobs, dead just because you had an idea. Get the reproach now from them as they die. And get them dying in convulsions now and other unpleasant ways.
Keep sweeping that bric-a-brac away. Let's not get the place cluttered up. Okay, now mock up enough of yourself to have a tone for all this. Enough of yourself dead to have a tone for all this. Mobs of you dead. Got enough of you dead yet? All right, now mock up several barrels in order to carry out enough gore to clean up the scene here. Barrels full of blood. This is to clean up your bank. Barrels of blood. Dump them. Now start getting tank cars full of blood. Have them carted away and dumped. Tank cars full. Lots of blood. Now get great big ships, freighters and so forth, to carry all the grief that you have on the track. Load them up and sail them away to dump them in a particularly unused part of the ocean. Okay, now mock yourself up and throw that all away. Mock yourself up dead now because you can't do the processes. Over and over and over and over, many times. Dead because you can't do the process. Whether you can or not, just mock yourself up dead because you can't. Mock up all your enemies standing around jeering because you can't do the processes. And mock up yourself as joining a convent as the inevitable result. That goes for the men, too. All right. Now let's duplicate nothing just to do something productive here. Get a nothingness, look around you and find a nothingness, and then start duplicating it. Now let's get enough duplicates of this. More duplicates of nothing. Now, if you're having any difficulty with that, why, mock yourself up as dead again. Okay, now let's check over some bodies that you are not being. Some bodies now that you don't want to be. Let's find some bodies that you have some certainty on that you mustn't be, if you can. Let's get some bodies now that you're sure you're not. And some places where you are not. And some places that don't have to be real to you. Okay, now take hold of your body in two parts and sit there and don't think. Two parts of your body, and then just sit there and don't think. Have hold of these two parts. Keep hold of them and don't think. Okay, check over some places now where you're not being unconscious. Got some? Okay. Let's find the feet beneath your floor. End of session.